You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
His early break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sandhills global company. They offer full-time
positions. Finance!
There it is. Full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson Schott will have a booth outside of Arrowhead Stadium with applications. They'll be set up with a booth.
Are we serious?
Come work at Currency. Yeah,
one time only. Currency. Finance. From the Schottenheimer.
I'm going to go find that booth.
Yes, he's going to be in a booth. He's going to have the, and you can fill out your application. He helps you. He's like, hey, you missed 14C right there. You want to put that in there. And then, but bring, he is encouraging people to bring their resumes with them. But he will help you fill it out. But he'll be there to the game. So bring your resume to the game. He'll be in the north. It'll be the north end zone outside the stadium and the north side of the stadium.
This is all ages too.
You could all ages. Yes, all ages. So you want to get a jump on this also, like internships like that. They can help with this to kind of lead in. So if you're all ages, but so if
50s though, you could do it.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Bring your resume to Arrowhead.
Bring your resume to Arrowhead, Carson. Let me set up in an incredible shop, right? That incredible booth. Just by himself. Just be there by himself.
We have a suit on?
He'll have a suit on.
He's in the suit.
He'll always be in a suit. He'll be in a suit for the game. Be hot like that. He's big. He's successful. He's smiling. Can't you just see him in the booth?
I can totally envision this.
Imagine seeing, there's Jake. Jake! He'd be waving. Oh, this will be better times.
A booth at Arrowhead.
Booth at Arrowhead, and he will be accepting applications.
So bring your resume, and he'll help you fill out your application for finance.
That sounds like a great time. Carson? Arrowhead.
What a powerful individual this is.
Yes, and Arrowhead is also very excited about having him there.
Oh, they are, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Guest of honor.
How does he not let 1890 work bleed into that?
Well, you know what? He can separate. He knows where he's at. Yeah, he has a separation. He does.
This is not Anything to do with 1890?
I think the peds they've had a meeting to kind of go over all these things, how to separate this thing out.
Are you concerned at all that this? Are we being stiff-armed is what I'm getting to on this lunch with the peds.
I feel like it.
It's been a while now.
It feels like it right now. Yeah. Carson, please text him because it feels like we're getting kind of stiff-armed because we've had...
It's just down the block. It's Erica.
The request has been put out by us to have a lunch with the peds.
Sean and Tom.
Yes, if both. We could.
It's a two-block walk for us.
And we've made very clear that they're not going to be on a dunk tank or something. We've made that clear.
Just want to say hi.
Just want to say hi to them. And see
why would they be on a dunk tank?
Well, we talked about them maybe being
on a dunk
tank. We wouldn't put them on a dunk
tank. We're not putting Tom Pete on a dunk tank.
No, I don't think he would do that. We wouldn't want that to happen.
Nor Sean.
Nor Sean.
Sean doesn't seem like the type.
They're pretty buttoned up.
Yep, we'll keep them off the dunk tank.
Pretty buttoned up.
They want to throw, they can, but they won't be on it.
Let them throw, but I don't think all of a sudden, I know you guys are in suits. You guys want to get on the dunk tank?
No, we're good.
We're good.
Go ahead.
All right. We should
go currency.com/careers. It's time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Oh, God.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else... He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrills is always sponsored by friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Oh, that was beautiful.
You need a house, anything remodeled in your house, kitchen, bathroom, or just a whole house in general. You call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
On the south end of Arrowhead, Randy and Duke will have a booth also. They will be at the game. Duke will be there.
They're collaborating.
They're collaborating with Duke with the plumbing phase and things. So if there is people realize this? When there is a remodel done and then there's plumbing done within the remodel, Duke is the one who does the work.
Okay.
Duke's the one who does the plumbing work. So there will be a booth on the south side, just opposite, on the opposite end of Carson's shot. And they will have a booth also with just flyers of what they do and get a chance to and sign some autographs also. Duke will sign autographs. Duke and Randy will sign autographs and just get this project underway for fall.
There'll be a long line for autographs for them.
There'll be a long line.
It's great representation down there.
Remember that, Duke? No, I'm Duke. And the place went nuts.
You're Duke.
You're Duke.
You?
The place went nuts.
That would freak people out.
That would people out.
I'm Duke.
Part of the show.
I'm Blitzkrieg. Do it, Steve, if you can.
No, I can't. Hold on. What did he say? He said, "No, I hate to interrupt. I'm Blitzkrieg." That would be a moment.
At the Del Rey.
Oh. That would be a moment.
It's at the Del Rey. Where was that?
Yeah. That would be a moment.
It's part of my stewardship to the state that has now been thrust upon me.
Yes, you are the ambassador.
The ambassador
of Nebraska.
And my travels have led me to something that I'd like to have some knowledge on.
My stewardship.
Stewardship. Yes. This is about travel again. You know, we've talked about the two car, the different things of going, people pulling out in front of you, all this. This is about travel again.
Okay.
Who does the math to avoid the wrath?
Ooh.
Who does the math
Ooh.
To avoid the wrath? Another fascination I have with traveling through rural Nebraska, because I can't figure it out sometimes. I think it's bizarre, and I also think it's just random, and I want to know some answers. When you're traveling through, a lot of times you have, you know, rolling hills area, or you have flat area, different areas like that. And sometimes I'm driving and all of a sudden it's like, no passing line is there like that. Can't pass it. Got a hill coming up. And I'm like, looks like there's a lot of space. Then sometimes it's like the opposite. You can go ahead and pass. And I look and I go, that does not look real to me. I don't think I can get over the top, be past this person and get past. So who is the guy who says, start the line here? Who's doing the math?
Great question.
Who's doing the math?
This is genius.
Who does the math? Because I don't know. I think it's just some guy all of a sudden goes, I don't know. What do you think, Ray? Looks good to me.
About right there.
Take it back 10 feet. All right, start the stripe. Start it up. Give me a direct. Give me one line.
I got to get home.
Do we just have a? Do we even put a no passing stripe up? Well, we probably should because we can't see the other side.
Put one.
Not
put
sure.
One. Something.
Who does the math? Is it a calculation of the size of the hill? What's coming up the other side?
It's a calculation.
It's a calculation, and I don't know if it's done to up.
It's a math problem.
It's a math problem done off of. of how high the hill is and what's on the other side.
What?
And I want to know who this engineer is who's typing it in to say, all of a sudden, it's like, right here.
It's a fascinating question.
Start the stripe. And you've seen
I'll
the guy.
I'll never look at those stripes again.
I agreed.
And it happens all the time. I'm always like kind of pull out like, ooh, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't buy that one.
It says I can pass. There's a curve up here. Some of them are curves, too. The no turn. Some of them's not a hill. It's a curve. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I go, I don't think I should be passing, but it says the math guy says I can.
Then those other times you're like, you got to be kidding me. This isn't
I can't
unsafe
pass,
at all.
I can't pass. And I can see for a mile. Right. And it's like, I can't pass. It's a car. There's a car going 48 miles an hour. No
Come
can
on.
Do.
You got plenty of room here.
I want to know who's crunching these numbers because I think it's just some.
Is it numbers crunching?
I think so.
Or is it a feel?
I think it's a feeling.
It's all feel.
I think it's Larry out there from. I think it's Larry from Genoa. I think this is good right here, Todd.
It's like Brad and Chris.
Hey, Brad and Chris from the Baldwin Shop. That looks
you're
good to
charge
me.
You're in no pass, though. Brad
who's,
and Chris.
Who's the no pass?
It's a lot of power, by the way.
Imagine all of a sudden you're
it
out
really
there.
Is.
Imagine getting the note. Hey, guys. You guys got the no passing stuff. Where are we going? Yeah, we're going from Ainsworth to Albion. Okay, do all the no passing lines right there.
Just give it your best shot.
Give it your best shot. Make it. If you err on safety. Okay.
Don't you think this is science?
You would hope, but I don't think it is. I think it's just a random guy going, I don't know. Knock it out of the park here.
Isn't there a science?
There are some bizarre stretches. Like, this is flat. Come
when
on.
You're driving sometimes and you can't pass I get it more on the other side when it says, go ahead, man, go for it. And I'm going like, doesn't look safe to
no,
me.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Doesn't look safe to right. me. I kind of push back.
Is there any engineers out there?
Can someone get
this
to
is
this?
An engineer.
It's an engineering question, yeah. I believe, and I'd like to know some answers.
I think
answers.
It's an engineering question.
I don't know, just today when you're driving, somebody's going to be driving.
We could go till 9 o'clock easy on this.
It would be no problem, but some text, anything in the text line.
We have a response. I'll go to YouTube first, actually.
The tube.
This is from East Lincoln West.
Yes. Okay. He's smart.
He says, whoever decided those lines on the way to Valparaiso must have been drunk because I've almost died several times passing cars on that route. May have something to do with my driving as well, but...
Here's the deal. There's no rhyme or reason. When someone says, here's the deal, the visibility, it's 200 yards. Nope, that's not the case. There's no numbers. It's random.
I know exactly what he's talking about.
Oh, Valparaiso made that drive. How many times I've made it? I'll make it tomorrow. I'm making the drive tomorrow to Valparaiso.
Are you seriously?
Yeah, I'll make the drive.
Well, okay. Any engineers weighing in?
Not yet. Believer does say, have you ever seen the spray trucks? I did a temp job for extra money when my wife went back to school, and those guys just do whatever they want.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
For the spray.
Spraying
the
line.
Well,
they're spraying. They're running that
bit. The lines.
And here's the best part. The spray guy, he's on like a little seat back there. He's on a little seat facing the wrong direction. And he's running the sprayer.
Sometimes they're very jagged and off. Like, what happened here?
I'm not down on that. I just want to know how the decisions are made on when the stripe goes down of no pass
to pass. I'll
never look
at this the same.
Yeah.
Anything I would else, like to know,
Johnny Skirs says, I'm sure it's just based on sight distance. Well, that's what you think.
Do you think so?
Are you positive?
So I would know, is someone just kind of out there with binoculars or, hey, you good here? Yeah, start right here. Looks good.
I like to think it's an engineering equation of some sort.
I would think it'd be talked about, but I don't know. I'm at a loss right now.
Dan and Lincoln says, 100 Highway 33 westbound into Crete. No rhyme or reason for their no passing zones at all.
Woof.
Okay, here we go. We got a text. Someone says, both my son and husband are civil engineers.
Okay, here we go.
There is a rhyme and reason, but whether that's how the paint goes down, I don't know. So there's no really an answer there. There's
a rhyme
and reason.
Here's
what I just wonder also, like that, if someone checks the work. all of a sudden, okay, who's the no passing line person that drives around?
Sure, the hell wonder, don't you?
You do wonder. Does someone, hey, I just went out there whatever those rolling tape measures. And we should have started that about 50 yards back.
You need a really big tape.
A big tape measure, a big one. Hey, hold on to this. Some guy's walking down the highway with the tape measure, see if it's right. Oh.
LB in Minden says, in between Atlanta and Arapahoe, that has some wild ones there as well. No see, passing.
Arapahoe, so. Keep your eye on it.
Ellis in Illinois. Ellis says,
Ellis,
I am an engineer, and I have nothing on this one. This is an incredible topic.
Oh, God.
It's an engineer that says, don't know.
It's
don't have answers for
it's
you.
Probably not in an engine. It's probably by feel.
We probably need to get this in some sort of a code book, don't
right.
we? We probably need to.
Or we
if
take
I stir it
up, over.
If we do we do it? Do we take it over? Yeah. Does the stool take it over?
You know,
when we leave here, we start driving around.
I've got connections at the DOT. I'll talk to them and say, hey, who's in charge of this?
What is the DOT?
Yeah, what's that?
Nebraska Department of Transportation. They handle road stuff.
DOT.
What the hell? When you said that right away. What are you talking about? Yeah.
NDOT.
Right away, I felt like I should get arrested. Yeah, it's like, Bill even asked to go to the DOT.
You got to start thinking about what we'd call the company.
Do we get an LLC? Do we get an LLC for our company? The stool measurement system? Do we do it in yards?
Highway measurement.
Hey, real quick, do we do it in yards or do we do it in meters?
Someone says, imagine that giant tape measure whipping back. Big one.
Let it go.
Let it go. Lift your foot, Sipple. Just lift your foot.
Put it down on the line. I'm gonna go back 100 yards. I'll have one of those little binocular sets. Doesn't look good to me. We're surveyors. We got surveying. We have vests on. We have orange
you already
vests
have
on.
Your shirt on.
Orange vests on.
Now this seems kind of deep here. Tim on YouTube says it is based off of AASHTO.
Okay. That sounds right.
The 2018 Green Book geometric design of highways and streets. That's deep there, Tim. I don't know what that is.
I'm heartened by that.
AASHTO, the 2018 Green Book.
And then, Tim, can you confirm that that's followed? That's what I'd like to know.
Right.
Because I see some stuff that's like, it looks bizarre to me.
I don't want to think that it's just done willy-nilly, but...
Well, Kevin Waukee says, not Waukee, obviously, this might go down as the biggest hornet's nest that has ever been opened by Bill. We don't know.
My God, himself.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
You're fine. Yeah. You're not in a pickle.
Yeah, it's not your fault.
You just raised the issue.
Yeah, I think it's a very fair question.
What if all of a sudden, in like a month, there's been a review of the painting system? There's been some errors. This will cost us $22 million in tax money to recorrect all the paintings, and it goes back to the stool. Bill's thrills.
On a Wednesday. Wasn't even a bugaboo either.
It was on wide load.
It wasn't.
It was on wide load. It was on wide load Wednesday.
It resonates with people because
we've all experienced it. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Everybody has.
No. And there are definitely times you wonder, like, what the hell?
This makes no
sense.
Why am I grounded like this? The problem with the hornet's nest is, as Steve said, we've walked into, is we're going to get texts now all the time from people driving the next hour going, that's nothing.
Right.
You got to try this. You got to try the road into wherever you're going. Oh, man.
We'll wrap up on this one. Cherry says, Larry from Genoa is clearly farsighted here.
Larry
from Genoa. Farsighted.
Oh,
person. Bill, what's the headline again, please?
Who does the math to avoid the wrath?
And that is Bill's Thrills, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
Randy!
It is time to play the game show.
I can't concentrate. Okay, we'll get focused.
Give us a call right
we're
now.
We're 0-2.
Yeah, 464-568-5. A chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is 2025 Big 12 quarterbacks.
Okay,
current quarterbacks in the Big 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't look at Iowa State. Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
you're going to name the quarterback.
I'll give you the quarterback name. You tell me what school he is the likely starter for this year.
Could cause a lot of embarrassment.
Set a guy backing up.
We're looking at one conference.
Yeah, okay. Big 12.
2025 Big 12 quarterbacks. Call us right now. 464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry.
I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
The record is 0-2 on the week. Great. Today's topic, great, trying to get on the board, 2025 Big 12 quarterbacks. Do you guys feel okay about this?
Something might hit. If someone said right now, name them, no, I can't name them.
I mean, we actually have like a 1 in about 12 chance because we know 4 of them.
Right. Don't say those out loud,
though. I won't, but I mean, let's 1 in 12. Come on.
Okay, we got Dan. Dan, how do you feel about 2025 Big 12 quarterbacks?
Well, we'll give her a shot.
All right. Dan, thanks for calling.
Bill, a lifeline for SIP for one question. Dan, first question to you. What team in the Big 12 is Caden Salter the likely starting quarterback for this year?
This is freaking me out, so I should know this.
Caden Salter, likely starting quarterback.
Okay. It's yours.
Oh, man. Let's go Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. No.
I'm going to try to steal it. I think I know.
I
think I know.
We need a win.
Colorado?
Good job.
Brilliant.
Good job.
I hate to be out so early, though.
It's all right. Hey, you get the question.
I'm uninterested now. I'm uninterested.
Isn't this a team game?
I know, but I'm no longer in play. That's what Jake says. And Bill is no longer in play.
He's no longer in play. All right,
so we're up.
For the 2-0 lead, your first actual question. What team in the Big 12 is Connor Wegman the projected quarterback for this
Wegman,
year?
Wegman, TCU. You know that?
Don't say it out loud.
No, I think I have it, but...
Do you want that one or not, Danny? You don't have to take this.
I'll pass.
What is that, Bill?
I'm not sure now. I'm not.
It was Houston.
Houston. I didn't have it.
Houston.
I didn't have it, Steve. So, not...
1-0 lead. Back to you to tie it up, Dan.
We're in trouble.
What team in the Big 12 is Baron Morton the starting quarterback for this year?
Don't know it.
Baron Morton?
Yep. Big 12 quarterback. 5 seconds.
Baylor.
Not Baylor. Pass.
Is it West Virginia?
That'd be Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
Baron Morton. Yeah.
Baron Morton? Baron
Morton. I should know that one since Texas Tech's like preseason.
Top 15 team, aren't they?
Okay.
Okay, sit for the win.
For
Bill,
the win.
Can I help you? 1-0 lead. What team is Devin Dampier the starting quarterback for this year in the Big 12?
Layup.
Don't do that to me. So it's not West Virginia. It's not Kansas State.
Iowa State. Think about schools.
I am. That's what I'm doing.
You cancel some out. You only have 5 seconds to cancel out school.
I don't think it would be BYU. I don't think it would be KU.
5.
Oh,
4.
God, Jake.
3.
Such a layup. I told you it hurts me when
two,
I get out so early.
1.
Help a few
Go TCU.
Dan, you need this one to force the tiebreaker. What school is that?
Say the name again, please.
Devin Dampier.
Should have known it. I knew it.
Gosh.
Don't get it.
You
don't know it. You don't even know the schools in the Big 12.
5.
Ooh, that was a hint.
4. 3.
SMU.
2. SMU.
They're
it was
ACC.
Ugly. It was
they're
ugly, but it's a win. The answer is Utah.
I know that.
Transfer from New Mexico.
Yep.
Nice try, Dan. We get
Thank
the bagel and coffee. Call now.
All right,
the road.
We got a chance, and we're 2-1.
Oh.
Yeah, Gina.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Yeah, you're welcome.
You went TCU twice and didn't get it either time.
Yep.
Thanks, Dan.
And that's the one I did know. I've seen it.
Tiebreaker for Bill. How many passing yards did Arizona State's Sam Levitt have last year for the Sun Devils?
3,109.
Over under that.
Did he get over 3? Did he get over 3? That's scataboo. I'm going to go a little under.
2,885 yards. He had 24 touchdowns and 6 picks last year.
Well, they're going to be hard to beat.
Good team. Hey, we're on the board. 1-2.
You're on the board.
1-2. Not going to win this week.
Jake, I like the game. I like that game. That was good.
Thank you.
I did
too. Maybe we'll do different conference quarterbacks tomorrow, Friday.
Here's my question.
Yeah.
Where did he came from A&M, right?
Yeah. Yes, he did. Wegman did come from A&M. Correct.
Okay. Yep. I feel better at least about that.
God, when you're on the spot.
How about Cincinnati beat A&M I mean, beat Arizona State. Beat Arizona State, and they beat Houston 34-0.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard to do.
So they got that. What that tells you is they got dudes. Yeah. They got guys.
And then that'll be a key question for Tony Pike. Why did it fall apart?
Yeah, what happened?
Because he say, you know, we lost the team. I know we had injuries. He might just say, there was injuries. You guys have no idea.
It's possible they played three road games, Colorado, Kansas State, Iowa State. Those are tough games.
Yeah.
Sean Callahan is next. Sean. Early break in the ticket.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.